The rallying cry of Inaugural Day protesters was one they hope the new governor will take to heart.
So I say jobs now!
Jobs now!
Jobs now!
Jobs now!
Scott Walker has promised to create 250,000 jobs over his four-year term. Those at the rally are concerned how good those jobs will be and where they'll be in the state. Retired Lutheran pastor Joe Elwanger is with Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope.
The jobs that are developed will probably be developed out in the suburbs and all over the place, but not accessible to people in the central city of Milwaukee, where the highest rate of unemployment is.
Many of those in the crowd came by bus from central Milwaukee. It has unemployment 4 to 5 times that of other parts of the state. Hope for inner city jobs at the train manufacturing plant Talgo were dashed last month when other states got federal money for high-speed rail. Governor Scott Walker opposed. Sheila Cochran is secretary treasurer of the Milwaukee Area Labor Council.
I think it's an absolute travesty that the man who is about to take the governorship of the state of Wisconsin would find victory in giving away $810 million.
Walker campaigned against passenger rail from Madison to Milwaukee, saying the state couldn't afford the annual operating costs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.